Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It today, we have the president of the Jamestown Public School Music Boosters, Michelle Weatherly, joining us. And Michelle, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Warren.
Absolutely. We appreciate having you on. Always fun to hear about what the boosters are up to and what you guys are doing. We have a concert coming up, Music Blooms, on April 9th, which we're going to be talking about today. Yeah. But first, for our listeners, Michelle, who don't know what the boosters do you want to kind of tell us a little bit about what you guys do with the music program?
Absolutely. The Jamestown Public Schools Music Boosters is an organization connected to but not a part of the public school system. We work with the music directors to see what the needs are in the music department throughout all grade levels, from elementary all the way through high school.
All the buildings.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so our purpose is to be an advocacy group, a voice for the music programs, and also to raise funds and help them wherever the need is. If it's helping with supplies, which we've done in the past, helping with purchasing things. We've purchased two pianos for the school. We have purchased the beautiful acoustic shells that you now see behind the risers. They project sound so wonderfully, and they're easy to move around, and the music directors are so happy with them, and we are so happy to have been able to do that last year. We also do things like scholarships to music camp and whatever else we need, wherever else the needs are.
Perfect. Yeah. And we'll talk about those scholarships, because you bring that up, and that's something that we want to talk about as well. Yeah. So coming up on April 9th will be the Music Blooms concert at the Jamestown High School Theater. It's starting at 4:00. This is going to be replacing the Music to Warm the Heart. And it is a fundraiser for you guys. So you can do some of these projects, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because we wouldn't be able to do it without these fundraisers and without the support of the community of Jamestown and the surrounding area.
Definitely. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about the concert.
Sure. So over the last couple of years, we've made a lot of changes within the Boosters organization, with a change of leadership and board members that brought some fresh new ideas and plans on how we could revamp and restructure things in hopes to bring more awareness, more membership, and hopefully more money for the kids and their programs. And Music Blooms, as you said, is replacing our annual winter dinner concert, Music to Warm the Heart, that we traditionally held in February. As a group, we decided that it was time to do something totally different. We eliminated completely the food part of the event and turned it into one big concert.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So what we will do is feature several different groups of music students from 6th grade through 12th grade. It'll be choir, orchestra, and band.
Okay.
And we'll have the old standbys, vocal jazz and show choir from Mrs. McIntyre. And they're always fun. It's so much fun. I actually have a show choir. My son is in show choir this year. Yeah, it's so cool.
So you're not biased at all.
Oh, no. Right? I mean, they're pretty great, but.
Right. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So,
yeah. And then also we'll have, Mr. Bonley and his blue jazz ensemble. They always bring fun to the party. And I always look forward to that one. It's just exciting and loud and great. And then what I might be the most excited about, although I say this about every part of it, is that this concert is going to feature several of the solos and ensembles from each of the groups, choir, band, and orchestra, that they do at contest.
Oh, so, nice. Like the regional and the state contest.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. So these students work so hard. They prepare and rehearse for months and months for these contests, where they're judged by music professionals and given critique and guidance. And a lot of times, this is the only place that they get to do that performance. So parents don't get to see it. Grandparents don't get to see it. Community members don't get to see it. And there's so much talent, Warren.
Oh,
it's amazing.
It is really great.
Yeah. And they're just dedicated and hardworking. And we want to show that off.
Yeah.
So we finally have the opportunity to show some of these pieces at our spring concert. And I'm so excited about that.
And what makes this fantastic too, Michelle, I see that I love how you say a bouquet of performers.
Yeah.
Because so is there kind of a theme behind it all? Or is it just, everybody gets to perform, everybody gets to show?
Everybody gets to perform.
Okay, awesome.
It's just, it's bouquet, of course, because it's called spring.
I love it. Yeah,
awesome. I had to play on that. You know, I love words. Word nerd I am.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they're each going to do what they have worked hard to go to contest with, or what they have been working on in their classrooms, or whatever it might be. They're going to bring the best of their best.
That is awesome. And the concert again coming up on April 9th. Michelle Weatherly, the president of the Jamestown Music Boosters, joining us here on Let's Talk. Tickets, Michelle, where can they get them and how much are they?
The tickets will be sold at the door this year.
At the door?
Yes. And the concert is going to be held at the theater. So, of course, the Jamestown High School Theater. So that's where we'll get the tickets. The adult tickets are $10, students for $5. And this year, we've decided to put a family cap on there to make it affordable and accessible. I know when you have a bunch of kids or whatever, it's hard to afford a ticket to something like that. So we're doing a family for $25.
Awesome.
So everybody can get in for that. And the idea is just to make it so that everybody can go, so that we can fill that auditorium with people who can just enjoy the music and be entertained.
Well, absolutely. And again, we got to remember that all these funds that are, you know, to buy these tickets are going to help you guys with your projects, such as buying the pianos and the shells and everything.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about these scholarships here, Michelle. You want to kind of make mention of these too?
Yes, I would. This is something new that we're working, a couple of new projects that we're working on.
Yeah.
One of them is tuition and uniform assistance for the children's choir. We're working with the Jamestown Choirlayers, that wonderful men's group, who they're so supportive of the kids in Jamestown because so many of them grew up going
right
in the
here
music
in Jamestown.
Programs.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly,
right.
Exactly.
So they've been so wonderful to our organization, to other music organizations, and so we are going to work together to. And we're still working on the logistics for both of these programs. It's something fresh and new, but I wanted to talk about it because I'm excited about it. But for the children's choir, it costs money. It's, you know, there's a tuition fee, plus they have to purchase a uniform, and that can be a hardship for some families. And so we are going to create a fund that will help those kids, those families.
Yeah.
And it'll be, you know, it's completely anonymous and something that Mrs. Meidinger, the director for the children's choir, it'll be at her discretion. She knows her kids. She knows her family. So if it's something, I just want to reach out on both of these programs. If you are a family or you know of a family whose child wants to be a part of either the children's choir or band or orchestra or whatever, if they want to be in it, but because of a financial hardship, they can't, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And that's what these funds are for. The second one that we have talked about starting is like an instrument fund.
Oh, cool.
And both with monetary funds, but also we want to collect instruments, used instruments. So many of us, we purchase an instrument for our child who's going through, maybe they play it for a year and then here we are stuck with it. And what do you do?
Like you're talking about me.
So many families.
It happens.
And it does. It really does. And then it's sitting in the closet. It's sitting in the basement. It's sitting wherever. And we have families in Jamestown Public Schools who could use those instruments.
Absolutely.
And so we would love to take those off of your hands. And, you know, if you want to get a write-off for tax purposes or whatever, our treasurer will help you out with that. Or if you just simply want to get rid of it.
Yeah, donate it.
We would love to take that so that we can donate it then to the school and they will have extra instruments for these students, these families who might not be able to afford one otherwise, because we would hate to see a family, a child who wants desperately to be in a music in part of the music program and they just simply can't afford it. And that's happening more and more
and more. It's discouraging.
Today. It is.
It really is. And that's exactly why you guys are here to help out with that. So so scholarship funds and kind of an instrumental fund then, those are some things that are in the works for you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. So Michelle, if anybody has questions about those, they want to talk to you about the Music Blooms concert, what are some ways to get a hold of you and the Music Boosters?
Sure. My email address, or the Jamestown Public Schools email address, or Music Boosters email address, rather, is probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. And that's jamestownmusicboosters@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or you can give me a call, and that's 701 659-0157.
0157. Perfect. And I guess we can also leave with this too, Michelle. If are you guys accepting people to join the Music Boosters?
Always, always, yeah. Always, always. Thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
There are no membership dues. It's awesome. Free. It's a once a month commitment throughout the school year, a little bit more before concert time, before our fundraisers. Yeah. But I mean, really, it's passing out flyers or sharing it on Facebook or whatever social media you use. And we need people. We need membership. And because we can't do these things as a one or two man group.
Yeah. So it takes more than that.
It absolutely does. It does. Yeah.
It's like it takes more than one person to put on a choir show.
That's, you know? Right. Yeah. And so, we always have fun, and you know, it's all about the music and all about the kids.
Absolutely. So get a hold of Michelle if you're interested in joining or helping out. Michelle, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.